Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening live via Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to comment or give your opinion on today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. Again, 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is brought to you by my real estate company, Frank Williams Realty. You can reach us at 678-549-0274. That's my direct number, or you can call the office, 404-564-9689. You can leave me a message there. Or you can reach me by email, frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. You can also visit my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, before I get into the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about tonight's basketball game between the Warriors and the Celtics. Now, sorry guys, I just took me a swig of coffee. This coffee, I think I just realized it. I just realized it a couple of days ago. You know, I bought this Keurig coffee maker, right? Because my other coffee maker, someone broke the carafe and didn't tell me. I picked up the carafe one day and it had a hole in it. So instead of waiting for a new carafe to come, we decided to just, you know, buy another coffee maker. Anyway, I bought this Keurig thing, and so it's a dual Keurig. So you can make single cups of coffee, or you can put coffee grounds in with a filter and make you know, a pot of coffee, right? You know, 8-10 cups of coffee. So the other day, I have all these, I have a case of these Dunkin' Donut individual coffees, right? The little cups that you use and you put in there and close the lid and then, you know, hit the button and it'll make, you know, put you a cup of coffee under there to make you a cup of coffee, right? So I made a cup of coffee a couple of days ago. I guess it may have been Sunday or whatever. And I put me a little bit of sugar in it, put me a little bit of creamer in it. And I drank, I tasted it, and it was like, man, mind-blowing. So I hadn't tasted a cup of coffee like that in a long, long time. So this morning, my daughter brought me a chicken biscuit from Chick-fil-A. That's her favorite place, right? So I had a chicken biscuit. I said, I'm going to make me a cup of coffee. Man, I made me another one of those cups of coffee. I got it right now. It is just crazy. I can't stop drinking it for some reason. But anyway, that it is what it is. So if you hear me take a little pause here and there, you know I'm drinking my coffee, right? This stuff, I don't know. It's just all of a sudden, it's tasting real good. But anyway, so I was talking about the, by the way, 516-531-9483. You guys call in for me. But I see the, a lot of people joining the show right now, but and that's good, right? That's a good thing. So, you know, about the game tonight. I'll be at work tonight, so I won't be able to watch the game. I'll catch the last quarter. I'll be able to catch the last quarter, but other than that, you know, and that's really what's important to me, the last quarter. And who knows who's going to win? I think Golden State's going to win it tonight, okay? I think Boston's going to be too tight, okay, in hopes of not losing tonight. I think they're going to be way too tight, way too jacked up tonight. And I don't think they're going to make it. All right. That's just my opinion, guys. Don't jump on me now, but that's just my opinion. Right. So, you know, if that happens, this will be Steph Curry's fourth championship. All right. He doesn't have a championship MVP trophy. But I think if they win tonight or win the next game or whatever and do win the championship, he will be the most valuable player of the finals. Then he can join the company of Michael Jordan, who got six championships, who's got six NBA Finals MVPs, and then Kareem. I don't know how many rings Kareem had, but he got two Finals MVP trophies. Wilt Chamberlain won a championship. He's only got one finals MVP trophy. So, you know, LeBron's got four championships. He's got four NBA finals MVPs. So if Steph wins and get him a MVP trophy, now he'll open that next door into the room with Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Wilt Chamberlain, and then Steph Curry will be in there. And so what are we talking about here? You know, if I was Steph Curry, I could give a damn about a finals MVP trophy. You know, what I worry about is getting the ring, period, end of story. So if you get a ring, man, come on, man. He's going to be up there with the greatest. He's going to be up there with the greatest. So, you know, all this talk about him not being solidified and all this stuff, man, that's y'all's opinion. Y'all need to talk to him. See what he says about his own legacy in basketball. All right? That's all I have to say about that. And, you know, you guys watch the game tonight if you can and have fun with it. All right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, tomorrow, same time, same place, right here. And we will have the Vic show tomorrow. We will be coming back with Vic tomorrow. We just had he's only had one show so far. But we're coming back with another one tomorrow. And, you know, we're in the infant stages of this piece of the show, guys, just in the infant stages. And you guys have to tune in. I'd like for you guys to call in and talk with him, ask some questions, see what's going on. Let's have some fun. That's what we're all about, is having fun. Okay. So tomorrow, again, same time, same place, right here. And again, I'd like for you guys to call in and talk with us. Have some fun with us. Let's get it. Okay? Now, so today's show called Being a Father Before Father's Day. Frank, why did you come up with that? You know, why did you come up with this topic? Well, Father's Day is in a few days, right on Sunday. If you guys do have a father that's still living, still with you, still handling his business, doing things, you're still seeing him, honor him. Okay? Honor him. Honor your father. I know Mother's Day is huge and all blown out of proportion. I'm not going to say that, but it's huge. Mother's Day is huge. That's because mothers usually, I'm not going to say all the time, but mothers are usually the ones who are there all the time, who stick around, who go through the fight, go through the fire, handle, you know, countless chores and things to do, as well as working a job. Let me say that again. As well as working a job. Okay? And the reason I said working a job is because most Well, I'd say, you know, 98% of the moms out there have to work. And when you have to work, then you have to, let's start over, like a mother's day, right? She starts off getting up, getting the kids together, taking the kids to school. Then she going to work. Then she coming, getting off work. Then she's got to go get the kids from after school program or what have you. And then go home and then cook and get the kids ready for bed, get in bed, and get up and do it again tomorrow. Mothers are hugely important, big time. And they're usually the ones who are there, who will stay around, who you know, say that I had this kid, I can't, you know, you can't get away from your kid. Moms can't. And I'm not saying all of them, because some moms run out on their kids, okay, and leave the dad with the bag or leave somebody with the bag to raise the kid. Some of them do that, but most of them hang in there, do what they can to make things work, okay? That's why Mother's Day is so big, so huge. You get these sports athletes, they stick that mic in their face, and first thing out of their mouths is, I want to thank my mom for being there and doing this and doing that. Now, dad may not have been there, right? So all's well and good. But there are some dads who are there. That's who I want to talk about. Being a father before Father's Day. All right, 516-531-9483. I see there are a lot of people up on the show. Guys, give me your opinion. Give me your comments, what have you, okay? These are mine, all right? And people hit me all the time and say, Frank, why did you say that? This and that, this and that. It's my opinion. It's my show, okay? I give you guys a number all the time. You can call in and give your opinion on my show. I like that. We interact. We talk. We don't have to agree on everything. Okay? I don't want to deal with people that agree with everything I say. Okay? Now, I don't like people that don't agree with some of the things that I say, but that's another story. But I don't want somebody around me, Frank right. Oh, Frank's right. Oh, Frank's always right. Oh, he's right. Oh, he's right. That's why you say a man and a woman, opposites attract, right? Because women don't want a man around who always agrees with her. Honey, that's fine. Yes, let's do it that way, your way. I like that, what you're saying. You're right. Let's do it that way. Women don't want that. They want a man to stand up and believe in what he thinks is right. Oh, my mom used to tell me all the time. She said, don't back down if you think you're right. Figure it out. Okay? And then again, if my wife and I agreed on everything, then one of us is not needed. Okay? I'm going to say that again. If my wife and I agreed on everything, one of us is not needed. All right? So, you know, if she can make a decision and she make the same decision that you make, why do we need you? Right? So that's what I mean by opposites attract, and you don't want a yes man around you. That's why I ask people to call in and talk. All right? So a father, being a father before Father's Day, I'm passionate about this because, you know, my daughter, who's, you know, probably listening to the show, has a guy who has made a family, okay? Y'all made a family. Now you got to take care of that family. it's not just you anymore. You got two other mouths to feed. And the main thing about being a father is, you know, you want to be there for your family. You need to be there for your family. You need to be there for your family. Sometimes people can't live with each other. That's, you know, that happens. But even if you can't live with her or she can't live with you, you still have two kids. You're still responsible for those kids. Yeah, I may not be responsible for her anymore because y'all not together, but you are responsible for those kids. Even if she go off and find another guy to come in and be there for her and the kids, you're their father. You still have to be there for the kids. You still have a responsibility to take care of those kids. Come on, man. All right, Mr. Frank, it's hard. Man, if it wasn't hard, everybody be doing it. But it is hard. But the main thing that you have to do to ease some of that tension is get your ass up and go to work every day. Get out of the bed and go to work. Well, I don't want to have a little rinky-dink job. A rinky-dink job is better than no job. And then you need that rinky-dink job so that you can find a decent job. It's easier to find a job when you're working than to find a job when you're unemployed. That's been known to man for a long time. It's easier to find a job when you have a job. Because let me hit it this way. Because when you're not working, when you're unemployed, and you go and you online and you fill out this application and it asks for your employment history. When an employer looks at your employment history, that's going to help them make a decision whether to hire you or not. Yeah, I've been on my job for 10 years. I'm employed right now. I got an impeccable attendance record. I got a great review record where I've been doing my job all the time. Man, that's what they look for. They don't look for I've been unemployed for a year and a half. They're like, what you been doing for a year and a half? How do you been surviving for a year and a half?
You know, my girlfriend parents, they take care of us.
Come on, man. Take care of your family. Get your ass up and go make some money.
Well, we don't have any gas money.
Why don't you have gas money? You don't have gas money because you're not working. Two go hand in hand. And I'm pissed about it because now it digs into my pocket. But at the same time, you know, I have to take care of my grandkids. I'm not going to play that game. Right? Not going to play that game. But what I'm saying is, being a father before Father's Day is hugely important. You got to take care of your kids. You got to go to work every day. You got to make money. Everybody don't make the same amount of money. Lots of people make more money than I do. Lots of people make less money than I do. That doesn't matter. You have to make money. That's just the way the system's set up. You have to work and you have to make money. That's the way the country goes round and round and round and around every day. And there's no way around it. The only way around it is for you to maybe win the lottery or something, or have a big windfall from a cousin or something. That's the only way. Other than that, you got to get out and work every day. And I mean every day. I'm not talking about part of the day. I'm talking about every day. And then he'll walk out and quit his job if he get a job. They got to talk to me crazy. Man, come on, man. You know, and that, you know, that's another thing why I think sports are important for kids, is because when you get into sports and you get on a team and you got a good coach, that coach is going to say something to you at some point. He may cuss your ass out at some point because you continue to do something that he's telling you not to do. So he's going to lay into you. The same thing going to happen at a job. If you're not doing your job right, they're going to say something to you. What do you expect?
Well, you can't talk to me that way.
Well, yeah, I get that. I don't want somebody cursing at me and saying things that to me that's not respectful. Okay? He can do it in a way of being respectful. But some people don't have that filter. And what did I say a few minutes ago? When you have a job, it's easier to get you another job. So if you don't like how he's doing the things he's doing, your supervisor, your own, your whoever, then while you have that job, go out and look for you another job. And then when you find that job, then you tell them, hey, I found me another job. I'm putting in my 2-week notice. Don't just walk out on people. Come on, man. You know, my show and what I do is all about trying to teach people from experience. Now, I never had this experience because I always, for me, my mom taught me how to be self-sufficient and take care of myself and to keep a job. She taught me that. My dad didn't. My dad wasn't around. My dad left when I was 4 years old. My mom and dad got a divorce when I was 4 years old. My dad went to California for years. For years. Then he come back to town trying to be a dad. Trying to do things with me. But it's too late. You lost all those years, man. You may not have been part of my mom's life. Y'all may not be, you know, in a relationship anymore, but you still got kids. My dad dead and gone. My dad been dead since 1988. My dad died 2 weeks before I got married. My dad was supposed to be in my wedding. I didn't want to get married when my dad died. I told my wife, we're going to wait. But my mom said, no. He wouldn't want you to wait. Why? And then she didn't say this, but I thought, why am I waiting? Because he passed on. We had the funeral. He's buried. We sent him out well. Why should I wait? So I got married in the next 2 weeks. But my dad wasn't around. My dad didn't teach me squat. I take that back. He did teach me something. He taught me how not to be like him. Because I said I always that if I had kids, and I'm not going to treat my kids the way he treated me. That wasn't even in my deck of cards. So, so when my dad died, it wasn't a whole lot of emotions there or whatever. I mean, it was my dad, true, but y'all may not know what I'm saying, but that's the way it was. My dad came back into my life and started trying to be in my life. I was in high school. I was playing high school basketball. And I think my mom may have gotten a chance to see me play a few times, but my mom worked that night, so she couldn't get to all my games. My brother-in-law came to my games and cheered me on and stuff like that. My dad wasn't around. My mom was working. But my dad started reading these newspaper articles and different things like that about me, and he wanted to come around, go fishing together, and take me to work with him. It was too late, man. Be a father to your kids now. Be a father to your kids now. And your kids will call you. Even if you're not in their life, you're not staying in the same house they are. If you've been taking care of them all their lives, been going to work and putting food on the table, keeping the bills paid, your kids will call you and say, "Hey, Dad, you coming to my game? Hey, Dad, did you see my game? Did you see that shot I made?" That's it, man. Fatherhood, being a father, is about being there and taking care of them. If you go to work and come home and make your bills, you know, keep food on the table, keep a roof over your head, try not to want for anything, or your kids to want for anything, you'll be the best. Hands down. You'll be the best. And I know that. I know that. Okay? I know that. And if you guys would, again, if you guys would do that, take care of your families, man. If you would do that, you'll be a father year-round, not just on Father's Day. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have for you. Actually, I kind of ran over into my time, but, you know, sometimes I have to do it like that. I was into it. Right? Into it. And, I hope you guys just take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and be good, man. Remember, tomorrow we're having Funny Man Vic on the show tomorrow, so join the show tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. See ya.
all in my mind.